Today is the afternoon of the August 7th, and Mark is ready to read to us the second chapter of Acts out of the Authorized King James Version of the Bible.
The day of Pentecost, before we come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came the sound of a rushing mighty wind. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind that filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jesus, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How hear we every man our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and dwellers of Mesopotamia, and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt, and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, the streams of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues of wonderful works of God." They were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one another, "What meaneth this?" Other mocking said, "These men are fools and lions." But Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, "You men of Judea, all that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hark to my words, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it for the third hour of the day. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And my servants and my handmaids I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and noble day of the Lord come. It shall come to pass, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. He will see as a Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken him by wicked hands, you have crucified and slain. And God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should behold another. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord all before my face, crucified my right hand. I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Here wilt thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David. He is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, from the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, whose flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended to the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord saith, said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy footstool still. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly, God hath made this same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they pricked their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Promises unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. Many other words to testify, exhort, saying, Save yourself from some toward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them by 3,000 souls. They continued steadfast in apostle doctrine, fellowship, and breaking of bread and prayers. Fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. All that believed were together and had all things common. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. They continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house to eat their meat. Gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, in favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
That last verse is very interesting. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Didn't say he added to the church everyone without exception. God bless.